Welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, the space for healers, coaches, and conscious leaders on a mission to elevate collective consciousness. I'm your host, Dani C. Muniz, a former Catholic disciple turned eclectic witch, guiding you through the realms of astrology, spirituality, and the quest to escape the matrix. It's time to unleash the mystic within. Let the transformation begin. Hey, 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 my friend. Welcome back to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast. This week, I am excited to share one of my beautiful and amazing Akashic Records soul sisters. We are going to dive into probably one of my favorite topics, which is Akashic Records. But this amazing, beautiful soul works with dragons. And so being that we are in the year of the wood dragon, we just had to have the beautiful and amazing Michelle Chen here on the show. So let me tell you a little bit about my friend, Michelle Chen. Michelle is a purpose activator and rebel spiritual mentor, empowering healers, lightworkers, starseeds, and conscious creators to step into and embody their inner light, unique magic, and magnetic power authentically, fearlessly, and proudly. Michelle Chen, welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I love it. So Michelle and I, we have known each other for a while now. We actually have done some Facebook lives, some Instagram lives doing Akashic Record readings and Oracle card pulls. And so we have done some fun things together. But Michelle, we start our show every episode with a check-in. So I'm going to invite you to answer these questions. So number one, how are you feeling right now?
Nervous, excited.
Ooh, nervous, excited. I love that. Nervous, excited. Okay. How am I feeling? I am feeling definitely excited. I also want to say I'm feeling there's ease for me. There's ease because it's you. It's Michelle. Like, I love Michelle. Like, we all, like, Michelle and I say this probably about every probably person that I've interviewed so far, but it really is true. Like, I could have so many conversations with you, and we've already had some amazing conversations, and I know you have gotten back from a retreat that I really wish I would have went to, that I'm sure there was amazingness there. But so we have a lot that we can talk about there. But I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling at ease because it's Michelle and we're going to have great combos. So that's where I'm at. What are you celebrating, Michelle? What are you celebrating?
Ooh, I'm celebrating lots of things. I am celebrating stepping out of my comfort zone recently. I am celebrating pushing myself to the edge and then crossing over. And so that's related to the comfort zone. And then I'm celebrating getting work done, getting lots and lots of things done because I've been sitting on it for months, even over a year, because mostly I was afraid. And with the dragons, I feel like that energy has been like really active this year, especially during February was when Chinese New Year. So we are in February. I think it's February 10th, I think. It's Chinese New Year. And I'm feeling the energy like really strong. And for me, it was just like, yes, this is a time to go. This is a time for expansion, for growth. And I was just like in the day, accomplish a lot of things that I've been sitting on for months and even years because of fear and doubt.
Wow. Oh, I love that, Michelle. And it's interesting because we've talked in the past at how I personally have not worked with dragons yet, although there is a dragon that really wants to work with me. And I'm like, so I just don't know dragon energy that well. And that's why it's like wanting me to like, right, bring it in. But the dragon energy has been coming up like more and more and more. And I want to say more so in this past year than like 2023, that I've really seen a lot of people talking about dragon energy. Not that it hasn't always been around. And I heard this interesting thing. So I'd love to get your take on it. But I heard this interesting thing that we, like, the word dinosaur wasn't actually, didn't like come into existence until like the 1800s. Before that, all of these beings were considered dragons.
I've actually heard that too. That's kind of similar. And I have not investigated or researched that. So that will be interesting to investigate. And I'll get back to you
Yeah.
on that. But that was something that I've heard as well. So it'll be interesting to kind of like check in.
I think that I was like, oh my goodness, that is, I can totally understand that and see that. And when I heard that, I was like, that actually opens up dragons for me more, where I feel like, oh, I could welcome this energy in more, which was interesting. When I thought of it, like, oh, they're just like dinosaurs. And like, it just, like, the feeling felt more easy and comfortable and okay to work with. Where before there was like a little bit of hesitation. It's interesting.
I would like to know more about. I know like the, I'm being interviewed, but I'm kind of
I
interested to know like why the hesitation? What was your perception? Because it's
Yeah.
true that when people think you are absolutely right that the dragons have been dropping in, and they dropped in for me. I don't even remember when. Not 2023. I think it was like 2022. So they dropped in for me around 2022, and I was like you. I was like, no, I don't want this energy because they came in really strong. It was very different energy and it felt kind of overpowering for me. At that time, I was not ready and I was like, no. And so there were, and it's all about free will. Dragons would not come to you unless you're like, okay, I'm ready to work with you. They may tell you and kind of pop in. So you kind of feel their energy, but they're not going to come in and intrude, right? And so I was like, no. And they were like, okay. And I never felt them again. Then they came in another time, and I was like, again, no. I was like, what is this? And I felt that their energy was just something really different. And I was afraid, actually, of working with them because of all the things that I read about dragons and what they meant, and all these things about, you know, like the way Hollywood portrays dragon, which is very different from the way the Asians do. So I'm ethnic Chinese, and dragons for us is actually royalty. They are protective. They are like royalty. It's the emperor will wear like symbols of dragons, right? And so dragon is actually a really good energy. They bring good luck, they bring growth, expansion, wealth. But I didn't really connect with that part of myself, right? Immediately, right away, I was like, oh, Hollywood dragon. And I was like, no, thank you. Then finally, they start coming in during my Akashic sessions to heal. And so they came in, and I was like, okay, I guess you're here now. And they helped and they showed me how to heal. And I always thought that they were my clients. And after a while, like in 2022, I was like, wow, a lot of my clients have dragon energy, you know, because all my sessions, the dragons pop
Yeah.
in. And then the dragon said to me, no, we're here for you. And then I was like, oh, I see. And then I started inviting them in and started learning to work with them. And once they come in, there's something about them that I work with many different guides, but they're very, like, for me, they were very vocal. They were very, like, directive as well. They were like, we would like you to do this. We would like you to channel this. Duh, 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 duh. And then I was kind of exploring my relationship with them, but they were very like, do this, I want this, I offer this, offer that. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this now. And so for me, it was that action piece, right? And then getting out because they were really pushing me outside my comfort zone to be seen, to reach a wider audience, to even start talking about the dragons, which I was like, I don't know, I can do this. And so it took me a while. And it was kind of, I would say, like months of kind of easing into the energy, working with them. But all my activation started because they showed me how to do it. And when I say they showed me, they showed me in visions how to heal somebody the way they wanted it to heal. To be, and then so I created activations and attunement all led by the dragons just because I said yes to working with them.
Wow. Okay, I have so much I want to ask about that. So I'm just going to ask this question though, because I think this is interesting because like, and I'm also selfishly asking for myself. So like when you felt the presence, how did you know that it was a dragon? Like, 'cause you said, like, I kept hearing you say, like, the energy, the energy, the energy. So, like, something was different because clearly you knew, like, wait, this isn't the same energy that I've been working with. Like, how did you know that it was indeed dragon?
Yeah, that's a really good question. For me, it was my inner knowing. And so I see things, visions, quite well. And so it was sort of the flash of just like a silhouette or a flash of a face or a flash of a scale, like just a flash of something, and then an inner knowing. And so it felt like they were telling me that this is who they are. And it was just kind of like I was just doing my own thing. And then I felt their presence. And then I was like, oh, this is dragon. And so for me, because I was not ready yet, I was like, why are you in my space? My house is gridded. You're not supposed to be in my space. And so I said, please kindly leave. And then I asked my guides, and I work with angels a lot. And so I was like, angel, you need to come in and you need to. And I was, and so for me, that was because your energy felt. I was working with angels a lot, and so I'm used to a different vibration. They feel very different. And this felt a little more overwhelming, overpowering. And I was like, no. And I was just, so for me, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, was it did like okay, so you intuitively were like, this is a dragon, it's really heavy and it's a lot and it's too much. Like it's this is too much. And you just push, you were like, get away from me.
Yes, because I was not ready, and it because I was, yeah, because it was very, very new to me, and I was just afraid.
Yeah. So when did you allow them? I know we're like totally going on our own little tangent here, but when did you, because I think this is so interesting. When did you finally, like what shifted for you for you to allow them in? Because that's what it is, right? Because I said earlier, like there's one around me. I know it's here. I have not allowed it to come in because, like, it's not going to come in, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not going to come in until I say, okay, right?
Yes.
So, like, where did
Yes.
that shift happen for you?
In the Akashic, when they came in during healing. So when I would do an Akashic healing with my clients, they would show up. And so a lot of times I'll take my and I channel everything in the Akash. And so a lot of times their guides would step forward, my client's guide would step forward. And sometimes my guides. And so when they came in, they were just, you know, like a dragon came in to do something very simple. And it could be something just like using fire to open a chakra, or it could be just, you know, clearing something, or as protective. And so I see them come in, and I was like, okay, but they didn't feel overwhelmed. Like they felt protective and felt good. And when they came in through the Akash, I knew right away that they were here for protection and for healing. And so I just thought my clients were the ones who
That
were
were a
connected. Yeah, because it
yeah,
happened with
bringing it
three
in.
clients like back to back. And so I casually said to a client, I was like, oh, you have a lot of dragons. And the client was like, yes, I do. I actually work with them. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. And so we start having that conversation. And then they came in again, not in the Akash, but around me. And like I could again felt their presence because their presence really strong. Felt their presence. And so I said to the dragon, I was like, okay. Like, if you want to work with me, and I was like, but I don't know how to work with you. So I said, can you send me somebody who can help me? And then right away, that same day, and I kid you not, that same day, I was on Facebook scrolling. I saw this one post by a teacher, a Reiki teacher, who was very like she was channeling. She created her own five element dragon fire Reiki, which I am now like a master teacher. I learned it through her, and this was I was her first group of students. And so at the time, she
Wow.
was like, I've been working with the dragons and I've been, like guided to share this. And right away I was like, okay, I took that as like a sign. I signed up and I worked with her. And then once I did, it was almost like once I said yes, then the dragons came in fast and they were like, okay,
Here we
here are
go.
some of the things now. And so I started creating offers and activations that's very different from my Reiki teacher, because my Reiki teacher doesn't work in the Akash, but I do. And so for me, the dragons have been very helpful, because I'm always like, how do I bring my unique medicine? As I tell my clients to bring their unique medicine, I need to do that for myself too. And so I'm always like, how do I bring my unique medicine that is really attuned to my frequency? And that I felt was like the dragons really helped me. And this year, especially, I think at the start of this year, I really felt them like coming in. And there is almost, I would say, an urgency. Well, not urgency, it's perhaps it's not the right word, but it's almost like that momentum. There was that kind of energy about like, let's get things moving kind of energy about them, because they're here to help ascension. They're here to help the ascension process. And they have been, so in a meditation, I saw them all kind of like around the earth, kind of like waiting to come in. And so for the doors to kind of open during like the Chinese New Year and the lunar calendar of like opening up the portal. And so I saw that they were waiting, and they have been around for a long time. It's just that they may not. So they've been around for a long time, but they were more selective in choosing people who were ready to work with them to spread the message. And now it feels like we are ready. There's enough people who are interested, because I'm not the only one who channeled them. There are a lot of other people who are channeling them. And the beauty of it is that we all have different frequency. We all do different things. And so the dragons are very good at being like efficient. That's one of the things I've learned about them. It's very efficient. And so they're probably thinking, well, if I'm going to like work with all these different healers and different people and different, like coaches, like this will be a great way to spread our message to get more people. Kind of like to get the message out and to get more people kind of like attuned to their energy as well.
Yes, I love all of that. Like I'm sitting here like, yes, I can feel it, and I feel like, where we are right now in 2024 is like, it's there's, we, I'm going to use this word in quotes, but like the Great Awakening, right? Like that whole idea, like there's been so much these past few years that people, I there was a huge shift last year astrologically that I'm like, healers, coaches, get ready because our time is coming. And it hit in April last year, and it's just been exploding ever since. And we're going to see another reemergence. And I think we're building the foundations right now for it. When Saturn moves into Pisces, so Saturn's in Aquarius right now, and Saturn is the planet of our government, our big business, like corporations, and so these are like foundational structures that we have in our world. And when Saturn moves into the energy of Pisces, which is the most spiritual of all the zodiac signs, we're going to start seeing these healing modalities in the mainstream more so than we're seeing it now. Like, I mean, I watched because I'm a chick flick lover, and so I was watching Hallmark, and they're talking about chakras. And I was like, wow. Like, I mean, but in the next couple of years, it's going to be so common language. Like a lot of the things that have been hidden for so long, like they're coming forward, and dragons being one of them. And I think they really are here to help, like push that message out and working with different ideas and understanding different things. And so in these next couple of years, like as we are building that foundation, those are going to become instrumental in our mainstream, where, I see, like, I have a vision of having these like reset centers that, bringing in this idea of electric cars, right? So it's like an electric car, like where you go and charge your car because, a lot of the cars are moving that way, right? So plugging in your car and charging, but also plugging in yourself and charging. And so, like, these centers of like where you could come in and get like some Reiki done work. You could come in and do some breath work or right meditation rooms. And that is instead of stopping at a food mart to get gas and snacks, we're stopping to refuel ourselves. And like, I have this vision and I'm like, that's coming. I feel like that's coming in the next, 3 years or so, where we're going to see that more and more, which I'm excited about.
I love that you mentioned that because I feel like that's very much like it makes that makes total sense why the dragons are here, because a lot of what the dragon so dragons are fearless. They're like they have no fear. They're really about embodying your purpose. So they're here to help us embody like our purpose. And a lot of us and I'm saying this, there are a lot of us were star seeds, a lot of us were light workers, who are healers, that you don't have to have a business to be a healer. You
No.
can have you just yeah. And so there are a lot of people who may not identify, but they have those dormant in them. They
Yes.
feel like very much like this when you're talking about the shift. I felt the shift last year, even last year when I'm like 2024 is gonna be big. The
Yeah.
shift about people questioning as well, like what is my purpose? I want something more. And there is
Yes.
this like, almost even people who are not very much like spiritual or attuned, I find them coming out of the woodworks, right? They're coming now,
Yes.
wanting to know more. And like I'm meeting people, some of them my clients who are like, I'm always like, I'm working in corporate America, but this doesn't satisfy me anymore. I feel like I want to do something more. And there are
Yeah.
all these people like awakening. And it's just a shift in energy because sometimes they're kind of like seekers, they're kind of exploring, but they are also swept up with this kind of like energy and they don't even know why
No.
it's happening. And so when the dragons come in, the dragons like courage, the dragons like purpose, embodying your purpose. But to embody your purpose, you need courage. You need to like give no F's about where you're going and what you're doing, because we all know that a lot of us have witch wounds, healer's wounds. We carry that with us. And even if we don't understand, we're like, why is it so hard for me to be seen, be heard, to it's really scary because that was my journey as well.
Yeah.
That was my journey coming from a place that's very traditional, very masculine, right? Where doing anything like what I'm doing right now will be like it's like unheard of, unthought, like people. Yeah, so it's not, there's so much judgment around it. And so for a lot of us, we're kind of like awakening and feeling that this is what I want to do now, whatever that is. I haven't figured it out for those clients, right? Still being on this path requires them to really shed all the limiting beliefs, childhood wounds, feeling worthy, accepted, healing the witch wound, the healer's wound, all of that sister wound, all of the wounds.
All
And
of
that was
it.
entirely my journey as well before we're here. And so the dragons come in and dragons like, we're here to help you, we're here to guide you, but then to give you that extra like, energy to do things, because to me the dragons feel, it depends on the dragon. So I work with different dragons from different, like they just come in. And so I can't, I'm not like some people have this one dragon they work with. I work with a lot and they just come in when they need to for certain, either to what they want me to channel an offer or doing it for a client, whatever. And they all have very different energies. And so some of the energy is very much doing energy, like pushing you to step out of your comfort zone. Others are very like loving. And then others are like really spiritual, opening your chakras and opening you up, your higher chakras to go higher. So it really depends. But I'm saying like yesterday when you asked, when you asked me like, like what are you celebrating? I was like, yesterday I really felt the dragons were like, we are going and we're pushing. We're doing this now. And that was why I set off, like stepping out my comfort zone, finally doing group Reiki, I've never done before, and I was so afraid. And they've been wanting me to do it for months, and I'm just like, no. So it was doing all of the things that scare me. Accomplish all
And
that in one day.
knowing and done. And what I'm also hearing you say is like they're not only pushing you to do it, but they're also supporting you in doing it, which is
Yes.
really beautiful.
It's supporting because I was afraid. I'm telling you, Danny, I was like, what have I gotten myself into? I was so afraid. And then I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I can do one-on-ones, but I'm like having to do a group thing. I've done group thing twice, but I've never been the one leading it. Well, actually, I led it once, but it's a small group, right? And as I'm seeing the numbers of people sign up, this group is getting big. And so I'm just like, wow, what am I gonna do? And so I was genuinely afraid, because I've never done it, right? And so then I dropped in with the dragons that came in, and the dragon showed me, was like, okay, we're gonna do this. And so the good thing, I shouldn't say good thing, but the one thing I love about the dragons, they meet you where you're at. So they know that I'm a kind of structured person, process. Step one, step two, step three. For me, worked very well. And so they came in, and in the visualization, basically just showed me step one, we're gonna do this. Step two, we're gonna do three. And I was like, okay. And then they healed me in the process. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And so I woke up and I did the thing. But I shifted out of fear because I kid you not, I really didn't want to do it.
This is interesting. So, one of the things, so our third question, I have shifted in the question that I asked because I realized, like, as I was recording these, the things you learn as you start a podcast, as I was recording these, like, I'm recording these in, they're not being dropped until like a later date. And so it was out of the seasons that I was asking these questions in. So I've chosen to ask the third question as a random question, whether it be from an oracle card or a book or just something that may have come up that that I'm going to ask. So it's always going to be a random question, which I love. So this one I was guided to ask you, and I pulled it from this book called A Year Without Fear, which I think is so funny because we were just having this conversation about how stepping out of your comfort zone and being in fear. And so I love this book. It's a really great book. It has 365 days of 5-minute mindset shifts, and it's by Tammy Keeves. I will definitely link it in our show notes for you. But I turned to, I just opened it, right, to just guided to a page. And so I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to ask you how this is showing up in your life right now. So get off the beaten path if you want to experience a life with a heartbeat. There's an avalanche of advice on how to be average, but it takes courage to deter into excellence and awe. And the affirmation is, today, I am willing to explore the fringes of an uncommon life. How is that showing up for you,
Oh
Michelle?
my God, that is my life.
I was like, when you were like talking, I was like, OMG.
Isn't that amazing? Like how intuitive and like synchronous, like all the synchronicity. That is my life because I don't remember the all the things, but I was smiling. You can't see me in the podcast smiling, but I was like 100%. What was the quote again? I feel I think it was something about living an average life and needing the courage to go, and that is very much I write I you know dancing to the beat of your own drum,
That's
or
our
like the
theme this month.
idea of hearing the beat of a different drum was something that it resonated really deeply within me, which is why I liked the word rebel. I had a whole like I wrote a whole long thing about this one time because I felt since I was young and growing up felt very different. I felt like I did not conform. I grew up in a culture that was very much about conforming. and clear
Yeah.
expectations of what like I should do and
Yeah.
how I should not be an embarrassment and what markers of status and success means and how we should all go towards that. Again, back to
Yeah.
the because you would not be an embarrassment.
Right.
And
Shame
so
on the
there
family, right?
exactly, shame on the family, and you do not bring shame or dishonor to the family,
No,
right? So that
no.
is very big and prevalent in the Asian culture, especially East Asian culture.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up in the United States. I grew up in Asia. And so that was very, very strong growing up. And I always felt like I wanted something different.
Yeah.
And I felt all my life was kind of like struggling and pushing back and resisting all the things that I was, asked to do, right? And I felt like in a way, it was not an easy life, I would say, because when you push against like a wall, you
Yeah.
can't move it. Or sometimes the wall tries to push back on you with all its
Absolutely.
weight, right?
Yeah.
And so I
Yeah.
felt suffocated.
Yeah.
And then so I would say like all my life was trying to figure out like where I fit in. And I say like a lot of times like you need the courage to do it. And my logo is Fearless Women's Circle. And I find it's like I chose it a long time ago, even though I didn't have a circle. I had no idea where my business was going, but I just love it. I love the women. I love the circle part and I love the fearless. And for me, it was because I had so much fear. And my goal was to become fearless, not that I would have totally no fear, but that in spite of that fear, I would move towards my goals. And
Yeah.
I had a vision of like what I wanted. It's becoming clearer and clearer now. It took me many years, and so I have a vision of what I want and what makes my soul sing, because I'm always like, it has to be fulfilling, it has to be satisfying, or else I can't do it. I don't want it. I always felt since I was growing up that I was meant for more than
Yeah.
working in finance or working in tech, right? And so,
Right.
and
Right.
yeah, and so it was that, and then having to shed a lot of the judgment, the fear of like what will people think, all of that thing that we have extra baggage. So yeah, and so not to go deep into my life story or my childhood,
Yeah.
but for me it feels that, and I feel like every step of the way, the dragons have been really helpful, because sometimes if you give zero F's and you feel like there's zero F's, and then you're like, I can do this.
Yes. So it's interesting because, for one, you talked about how like the Asian culture that is very much ingrained in the Asian culture. Like you like as somebody who is not part of that culture, like I didn't grow up in that culture, I could see it from the outside with my friends and classmates, even those that grew up here in the US. Like I could still feel that like you don't bring shame to the family, and shame was like not following suit, so to speak, right? And so I think, but also as somebody who wasn't, like it's ingrained in our American culture as well. I mean, I see it a little bit more extreme in the Asian cultures, but like even here in the US, like it's very much ingrained in our idea of fitting in, of being part of, right? I mean, even if we look at, growing up in school, everything that we are taught, everything that are even in our jobs as adults, like we're not meant to stand out, we're meant to fit in. Like I remember having thoughts as a kid of not wanting to be the kid that stood out, because that kid got picked on, right? That kid was weird, right? I never wanted to be that kid. Like I have this really core memory of being, I think I was in junior high, so it had to be like 11, 12 years old. And my grandmother, it was like around the time when Uggs first started coming out, okay? And my grandmother, like I didn't really want Uggs, but like it was kind of like the thing, like everybody had Uggs, so kind of wanted Uggs but not like really wanted them. And my parents really didn't have the money to afford, to buy those types of shoes, right? They were extremely expensive at the time. And so my grandmother had brought me some like boots. They were like not even knockoff Uggs, but they were like not even close, but like, you know, they weren't Uggs, but they were had a feel close or similar. And so I was so excited to wear them because they were like this style, and my grandmother had given them to me. And my grandmother, I mean, still my guide. She's my guide on earth, and she's my guide in the spirit realm. I was excited, and so I went to school, and I was sitting on the bus, and I was like towards the back of the bus, and like the cool kids, right, were on like the back of the bus, and one of the girls like points out my shoes, and she's like, cute shoes. And then they all just start laughing. And I immediately realized that I did not fit in. Like my immediate thought was like, my shoes aren't good enough. I'm not good enough. And like all the thoughts coming through. And I never wore those shoes again because I realized in that moment that I was different, that I was sticking out, and that's not right. That was not what I wanted. That's not what society was creating around me. And so it was never doing that again, never going to wear those again, never going to be different in any way. But here's the thing, like what I've learned, right? It's been a journey, but what I've learned is it is more important for us to honor and respect what we are and what we like and our own unique flair, if you want to call it that, right? Our own way of being. It is so much more important to honor that, to live. And I'm going to say that, to live, because when we're not doing that, which is what I did for most of my life, up into my 30s, was live for other people, live for society, live for my family, and not live for me. And that is where the depression was. That is where the fear was. That is where the doubt was, and the lack of any type of joy or fulfillment in my life. It's so interesting, and I love that you brought that kind of that idea in, because it is so important for us. And I love that you do the work, right, with people, in helping them embody that, embody their own magic, their unique magic, their magnetic power and authenticity. Because that is what's truly going to raise the vibration of this world and it allow us to grow and expand as a consciousness.
Yeah. And that being authentic was a journey, that I'm sure you had to go through as well. I had to go through as well. And so it is that idea that because you're exactly right. It's like, what if I'm authentic and this is my true self and nobody likes me and nobody wants me for who I am? And that is the fear, so much fear around it. And so that's the thing of like for a lot of us star seeds and light workers, right, who are here for a greater purpose. All souls have gone through multiple lifetimes, right? They know they're here for something more, but a lot of times it's that fear that's still holding them back. And so there are a lot of us who want that to, that belief, they want to kind of follow what makes your heart sing, whatever that is. And part of that journey is to be authentic. And so I love that you, Danny, and I, both of us do the work to help people get there because it requires a lot of healing. In my own journey, it took me years of healing multiple layers of wounds, doing past life, doing present life, all of that, right? To so that I can feel that, yes, I can be authentic. And if this is who I am and other people don't like me, I can give zero Fs. And again, very much the energy of the dragons. Because here's the thing, though, that as you grow and you shift and you change, your people around you are going to shift and change as well. Some people might not like that change. And then you can say, okay, thank you for everything you have given me. Goodbye. And then other people will want to join you on the ride, on this ride that you are going.
Right.
And then the beauty is you will have more people who I feel like those people who came into my life are so aligned. They felt good. I
Yeah.
shifted out of toxic kind of relationships,
Yeah.
toxic friendships, into people who respect my boundary, people who celebrate who I am, people who are a little weird and love that. And then we can all be weird together. And so that's the thing. And I'm just like, you are inviting a whole new world of people who are like you. And like,
Yeah.
wouldn't it be great to be in sisterhood or
Yeah.
brotherhood or community and family with
Yeah.
people who are kind of like you, a little weird, and that's okay. And they celebrate weirdness because
Yes.
that's fine, you know?
Yes. Yes. And what I love about all of us, Michelle, is like here's the thing is like I something that people don't talk a lot about is like when you go through, and I'm gonna use it in quotes again, awakening process, whatever that might be for you, like there it can get really lonely because of what you just said. You are shedding all that is no longer in resonance or vibration with where you are now. And things that normally you would have like not even questioned, you are now questioning. And it can get really lonely because the mainstream, the bigger collective doesn't understand that. And they're like, what? Right? But you're like, no, like I cannot unsee what I've just seen. And so it gets lonely. But here's the thing is that through that loneliness, for one, a love of self begins to awaken even more so that you are ready to call in the people who are now in resonance and vibration with you. And I think that happens over and over and over again because as you're evolving and as you're growing and you're awakening, right, into new things, your group of people are going to change. And I think sometimes we think like, no, I can't lose my friends. I don't want to lose my friends. But there's also this energy of like, there could be so much more for you. And the aligned energies, right? Like when I allowed myself to open up to sisterhood's been a really tough struggle in my life. So when I've allowed, now allowing myself to open up into sisterhood, it's like I don't have to worry, which is something that I worried about for a very long time of like, are they gonna like me? Is this gonna be okay? Am I gonna be too much? Am I gonna say the wrong thing? If I do this, are they not gonna like me? Like now I don't have those worries or those fears because the people that I now vibrate with and the people that I've now attracted into my life love the things that make me different. Love the way that I show up and allow me to be an inspiration for them just as much as I'm an inspiration. Like they're in there, I'm an inspired by them. And so I think like, it can feel really lonely for a bit, and yet you're gonna pull out of it and it's gonna be amazing. Like
Best thing that I found when I was going through my own journey is that A, there are actually a lot more people hiding in the spiritual closet than
yes.
you
Oh,
think,
yes.
even in places where you would not expect. And that has been
No.
my experience. But you
No.
are so happy with who you are, you really do give
Yes.
zero Fs. And so you are
Exactly.
at, yeah. And so you're like, okay, I'm sorry that you no longer feel like, like we vibe anymore, even though we've been friends for 25 years, but you
Yeah.
don't really care anymore because you are so happy where you are. You see
Yeah.
the toxic relationship where you're like, okay, bye now. And that's
Yeah.
okay. Sending you off with love and light.
All
Thank you
the
for the
love.
journey, for like, being a part of my life for that long.
Right.
And
Right.
I feel like that's the other thing that people don't think about because it's true. When you are sitting here looking, you're afraid of what might happen in the future.
The
But then
future.
when you are so secure and you love yourself and you're happy being authentic, you really give zero
You
Fs.
don't care. Yeah, I
You
mean, I
really don't
can't
care anymore.
I stand up in front of these networking events. I do lo locally network, and so I stand up in front of these, networking events that are, I'm going to use the word 3D, right? Very 3D. And I will stand up and say, like, I'm your spiritual woo-woo friend. You want to talk about the stars? Let's do it. Like, I don't care. Now, Danny back in like 2018 would never have said those words, right? I mean, I covered myself under the title of like hypnotherapist for years because, or like mindset coach, because I never wanted to be that weird spiritual woo-woo person. And now I'm like, no, I'm your spiritual woo-woo friend. Like, I'm the person that you're going to have all these conversations with. And to your point, Michelle, when I do that, I get like the text messages, I'll get the like stopping at the events in the corner, pulling me aside, or wanting to talk to me about whatever they're experiencing. And it's like, yeah, they're not gonna openly, just as I think about myself, I wouldn't have openly been like, yes, let's talk about past lives. Like, I wouldn't have been that person. I would have secretly went and been like, let's talk about past lives. Like, tell me all your ways, right? So I have to think about it from that standpoint too. I have to stand, right, and share it so that the people who are like, oh my God, yes, you're thinking that too. You believe in that too, can find me and know that they are supported and know that there is a community and there is like more people out there that are like us. Find their people, right, where they can fit in. So
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Michelle, we are coming to the end of our time here, which I feel like we just got started. And yet, here we are. So, you're definitely gonna have to come back so we can have another episode
I know I was going to
talking
say,
about
I
this.
just have to come back again.
You just have to come back again. That's what it is. So, tell us about where we can find you and what you have going on.
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram or on Facebook. And Danny can tag me. And so I am mostly on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook and reach out to me, or if you send me a message, I will get back to you. That's the best way to find me right now.
And then you have a healing that's coming up, the group healing that you were talking about, which I'm excited about, which was probably at the time that this gets out, is probably on a recording, but they can go get it. So tell us a little bit about what that group healing is.
Yes, so that is a five elements dragonfire reiki with the wood dragon. And so what we do is we send dragonfire into the meridian system to help release anger, frustration, resentment, indecisiveness, and insecurities, to so that you can make room for the energy of expansion and growth, which is very much the wood dragon energy. And so I'll be doing that, and there will be a replay. And so if you're interested, let me know and I can send you the replay. And so there'll be a lot of other offers that I'm this year, it's going to be all about the dragon. I am teaching the five elements dragonfire reiki to people who are interested in getting certified in bringing this new modality in. So this is a little different from the other, because we'll be sending attuning you to the five elements of dragons and then teaching you how to send dragon fire through the meridians and how each of the meridians are associated with certain emotions. And so there'll be a lot of kind of like hands-on practice and a lot of knowledge. And so that will be, that's what's going to happen. And also more dragon stuff. So more dragon attunements, one-on-one. And so if you're interested, you love the dragons. If you love the Akashic records, I blend, I bring the dragons through the Akash. And so, yeah. So reach
So,
out to me and let's have a conversation.
yes, what I am hearing is that if you enjoyed our conversation about dragons, then you will want to make sure that you are following Michelle on Facebook, and seeing what she's up to, because she's got some magic coming through this year and I can't wait to see it. So thank you again, Michelle, for shining your beautiful light. This conversation has been fun. Remember, until our next episode, my friend, keep shining your unique light.